Chapter 14. The Great Drought. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns. Her gates are lifeless. Her people sink down in mourning. From Jerusalem ascends a cry of anguish. The nobles send their servants for water, but when they come to the cisterns, they find no water, and return with empty jars. Ashamed, despairing, they cover their heads because of the stricken soil. Because there is no rain in the land, the farmers are ashamed, they cover their heads. Even the hind in the field deserts her offspring, because there is no grass. The wild asses stand on the bare heights, gasping for breath like jackals. Their eyes grow dim, because there is no vegetation to be seen. Even though our crimes bear witness against us, take action, O Lord, for the honor of your name. Even though our rebellions are many, though we have sinned against you. O hope of Israel, O Lord, our Savior in time of need. Why should you be a stranger in this land, like a traveler who has stopped but for a night? Why are you like a man dumbfounded, a champion who cannot save? You are in our midst, O Lord, your name we bear. Do not forsake us. Thus says the Lord of this people. They so love to wander that they do not spare their feet. The Lord has no pleasure in them. Now he remembers their guilt and will punish their sins. Then the Lord said to me, Do not intercede for this people. If they fast, I will not listen to their supplication. If they offer holocausts or cereal offerings, I will not accept them. Rather, I will destroy them with the sword, famine, and pestilence. Ah, Lord God, I replied, It is the prophets who say to them, You shall not see the sword, famine shall not befall you. Indeed, I will give you lasting peace in this place. Lies these prophets utter in my name, the Lord said to me. I did not send them. I gave them no command, nor did I speak to them. Lying visions, foolish divination, dreams of their own imagination, they prophesy to you. Therefore, thus says the Lord, concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, though I did not send them, who say, Sword and famine shall not befall this land. By the sword and famine shall these prophets meet their end. The people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out into the streets of Jerusalem by famine and the sword. No one shall bury them, their wives, their sons, or their daughters, for I will pour out upon them their own wickedness. Speak to them this word. Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest, over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not. Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We wait for peace, to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not, disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us, and break it not. Among the nation's idols, is there any that gives rain? Or can the mere heavens send showers? Is it not you alone, O Lord, our God, to whom we look? You alone have done all these things.